I'm Richard Hake. It's New Year's Eve, and tourists are rubbing shoulders with New Yorkers, all drawn to watch the ball drop at midnight. Revelers are packing the theaters and restaurants, eager to be entertained and welcome in 2013. 9-year-old Isaiah Douglas saw his first New York City stage production, A Taste of Broadway, this holiday season with his classmates from school.
Well, it was about all the famous singers and stuff. And it's like the main one that really surprised me was Mabel Lee. She's on top of the world. She's the greatest singer. And she's very old.
Isaiah and his family have been staying in Times Square, but not by choice. Their rental apartment in Far Rockaway, Queens, was destroyed by Sandy 2 months ago. They were sent to an evacuation center and shelter in the Bronx until the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, moved them to Manhattan to a Times Square hotel. WNYC's Cindy Rodriguez stopped in to see how the family is trying to recover from the storm amid a tourist hotspot known for its neon and crowded streets.
The DoubleTree Hotel sits on one of the loudest and glitziest corners of Times Square. The musical Annie is playing right next door. And across the street, tourists line up for discount tickets to Broadway at the glowing red TKTS ticket booth. Down the block, Elmo and the Statue of Liberty pose for pictures with tourists. 9-year-old Isaiah Douglas has been taking it all in.
It has been a great experience.
He's been staying at the DoubleTree with his mom, dad, and little sister. But the family didn't come here to see the sights. Their story emerges in the elevator as a hotel guest innocently asks Isaiah's mom, Natisha, where she's from.
I'm from here. I'm from New York. Where? We're at FEMA because of the Hurricane Sandy.
Did you lose your house?
Yeah. We lost everything.
Oh, my God, I'm so sorry.
It's okay. You can tell the storm to come, so it's absolutely okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
FEMA says about 5,000 displaced households are currently staying in hotels in New York and New Jersey. On the 13th floor at the DoubleTree, Natisha Law is trying to convince her 3-year-old daughter, True, to eat her Rice Krispies.
You don't have a choice, True.
By New York City standards, the hotel room is large, but for a family of four with a toddler, it's still cramped. Manhattan high-rises and a flashing billboard for the musical Mamma Mia can be seen from the windows. Mark Douglas, the kid's father, was surprised when the family was sent to this address.
When we saw this, we couldn't believe it, actually. I was really optimistic about the whole thing.
But 6 weeks later, the 26-year-old says reality has set in and the optimism has worn off.
Everything around here is real expensive. We can't afford none of this stuff. So basically, we go to Walgreens and we purchase what we could off of the food stamps, because that's basically the only place around here that would take that.
Douglas says even before the storm, his young family was struggling. The kids and their mom had been living in Pennsylvania and moved to be with him in Far Rockaway, Queens in September. But he lost his job not long after, and then the storm hit, setting them back even more. A garbage bag of clothes that sits in the corner, a mobile DVD player, and a small laptop is all that's left of their possessions. Douglas is overwhelmed.
It's just my mind be clouded at times. Their mother is 8 months pregnant right now. She's stressed out. She don't know what's going to be the next step. So I try to keep her calm at the same time, the kids calm, at the same time, figure out everything that's going, you know, commence for duration.
For 9-year-old Isaiah, keeping calm involves family trips to the mega Toys R Us down the street with its gigantic indoor Ferris wheel.
It's like you're all interested in the same thing that you got, and then we all start talking about the prices and stuff, and then we go home and there's no fighting or anything. Everybody's calm and relaxed, and True isn't running around.
But Natisha Law says it doesn't take long for her worries to return. The family has spent nearly all the $4,900 it received from FEMA on food, transportation, and replacing clothes. They have no other income coming in. FEMA has given all families until January 12th to check out. Law says the hotel has her leaving even sooner and she's worried.
What's supposed to happen once you leave this beautiful hotel? Like, where do you go after that? Do you become part of the shelter system? Do you become part of New York homeless? Or, you know, what comes after FEMA stops helping or Red Cross stops helping?
This young pregnant mother sees the destruction from Sandy receding in the public's mind, and she's concerned her family will soon be forgotten. For WNYC, I'm Cindy Rodriguez.
As we continue our series, Life After Sandy, WNYC is checking in with several storm victims to see how they're faring. Thousands of businesses were destroyed by Sandy. On Union Beach, New Jersey, Jacob Bob's Bay Restaurant is one of them. Its owner, Gigi Leguno Dor, has been hard at work trying to get her business back on its feet. New Jersey Public Radio's Scott Gurian paid a visit recently to check in.
In the weeks immediately after the storm, it looked like a tornado had hit the streets of Union Beach along the Raritan Bay. The storm surge gutted first floors of homes and businesses, toppled cars, and reduced buildings to piles of rubble, their contents strewn around the neighborhood or swept out to sea. Things look different now. The mountains of soggy drywall and waterlogged mattresses residents placed at their curbs have been carted away, and several of the most badly damaged structures have now been demolished. But Gigi says that things remain up in the air for many people.
I still think everybody's in limbo. Everybody's still waiting, you know, trying to figure out what's going to happen. How do they, if they have to knock down, how do they knock down? Who knocks down? What is that process? If they have to go up, what is that process? So it's a lot to do. It's a lot to deal with.
Gigi meets regularly with architects, insurance adjusters, and Small Business Administration representatives to try to determine the fate of Jacob Bob's Bay. The dock was destroyed and its roof collapsed, so the issue of if she'll be able to rebuild and how the restaurant would have to be constructed to survive future storms remains a constant worry. In the meantime, she's faced with the reality of having to continue paying for the restaurant's mortgage and property taxes, as well as her own mortgage on her house in nearby Middletown. So to get some income, friends and family have loaned her money to open up a new temporary location in a different part of town.
We're going to call it Jacob Bob's Off the Bay, since on the bay is in the bay.
She says the new place doesn't really compare to the old Jacob Bob's. It's a lot smaller, so she'll have to have a scaled-down menu. She probably won't have space to build a tiki bar, and she'll no longer be on the waterfront with the skyline of Lower Manhattan off in the distance. But she's trying to make the best of a difficult situation.
Over here, that's going to be the entrance to come in, so we're going to put a door this way. And then the bar area, we're going to close that off, too. They're making that wall. We're going to put TVs there for the bar part. And I hope I can get about 15 tables in here.
Gigi plans to hang a giant photo of the sun setting over the dock of the old Jacob Bob's. She'll decorate the new restaurant with a large piece of driftwood that washed ashore during the storm and other items she salvaged from the rubble.
I went around and I collected all doors off of people's homes. I'm going to restore them and make the doors into tables. So say your address is 415 Central. So it'll be, instead of table 4, it's 415 Central. We'll have the family name and the address on the door.
She says she's looking forward to running a restaurant once again and returning to her regular pre-storm routines, since these past few months have been filled with uncertainty.
I think the whole storm itself, this whole experience, is a lot of waiting. Us up here in the Northeast, we're not very patient people. You just need to know. You need to know the direction. So everybody's starting to get like a little...
She trails off and sighs. It's the sort of frustration Sandy has caused to thousands of residents and business owners along the coast. Gigi still faces challenging days ahead, dealing with her insurance company and making arrangements to have her old restaurant demolished. But for now, at least, it appears that a little slice of her life will return to normal. For WNYC, I'm Scott Gurian.
To read more about our series, Life After Sandy, go to WNYC.org and meet our residents through pictures and videos. For WNYC, I'm Richard Hake.